Hey everyone, it's Bev from Get Going Now, Journey On. Go Jet Setter. Thank you for joining me today. So in this episode, we're going to discuss my recent journey from Newark International Airport to Cape Town, South Africa. I know that our adventure would be marred by an unexpected turn of events. Upon our arrival to the mother city, we waited and waited by the baggage carousel. Watching it go around and around and around, still, I wasn't worried because I figured our luggage was the first on. Maybe it's the last to get off. But eventually, those crowds of folks started to decrease and leave. 30 of us were still standing. Now, this was a plane, had to have at least 200 passengers. 30 folks still waiting for luggage. Then we find out the disheartening news. Our luggage has been misplaced. Or, let's just put it bluntly, our luggage was lost. Losing our luggage presented numerous challenges through our vacation. Without our personal belongings, we had to purchase essential items such as clothing, toiletries, medication, adding unexpected expenses to our trip. Moreover, the absence of our familiar clothing and belongings made us feel out of sorts, diminishing our overall experience. We were unable to fully engage in activities that required appropriate attire, like swimming at the pool, no bathing suit, and safari. Like, I had the perfect safari outfit just waiting for me. My husband did too. The perfect safari outfit. Imagine it. It was great. Don't judge me. I needed the perfect safari outfit. It was my first safari, but not my last, I must add. The loss of our luggage, it just affected our overall quality of vacation. Despite the breathtaking beauty of Cape Town and its surroundings, we couldn't shake off that constant worry and inconvenience of not having our stuff. The excitement was initially fueled by our journey was now dampened, and we found it difficult to fully immerse ourselves in the incredible experiences that this vibrant city had to offer. The frustration of spending precious time searching for replacement items at the mall and vendor markets. Don't get me wrong, I love shopping, but this trip was supposed to be about experiences. And the worst of it was trying to locate our luggage with customer service. Each day, spending 2 to 3 hours just getting updates on when they would deliver the luggage to us. We was told at first, oh, we'll have it for you the next day. So that didn't happen. So because that didn't happen, we didn't buy enough because we thought we would have it the next day. However, the next day came, no luggage, even though we was told we would have it. Then the following day came, you're supposed to have the luggage. We didn't have it. Then the following day came, and on and on and on until the end of the trip, and I almost gave up. But that's unnecessary stress when you're supposed to be relaxing. You know, like vacation, relaxing, Africa, nature, safari. Don't get me started. But let's get to the point. This experience of losing our luggage has taught us valuable lessons. One thing I would suggest to anyone when you're going on a trip and you're packing for yourself and your person, your partner, your spouse is packing for themselves, why don't you mix some items in each of the luggage? So just in case if one luggage does get lost, you have some of your own items. Now, some replacement items. The safari turned out perfectly fine. I brought something from the gift shop, put it on, and it actually was all that I needed. I think I thought safari was going to be like I needed all of this stuff, this perfect hat, shoes, pants. So not necessary. You know, despite the challenges and inconvenience caused by this unfortunate incident of lost luggage, we managed to make the best of our trip. I mean, we devoted a lot of travel time and a lot of pre-planning for this. So we didn't let that obstacle stop us from exploring this vibrant city, witnessing breathtaking landscapes you cannot imagine. We saw Table Mountain, one of the seven wonders of nature, and we met some incredible people along the way. I learned resilience and adaptability. And most importantly, we kept a smile on our face, a positive mindset, even with dealing with customer service every day. And can you believe it? On our return to the airport for our trip home, our luggage was found. 15 days later, from the start of our trip, our luggage was found. Now we had twice the amount of stuff to return home. And we actually had to buy empty luggage to put all of the new stuff in. So even with the loss of our luggage casting this shadow over our vacation, we have some amazing Cape Town, South Africa memories. And it will forever hold a special place in my heart. I'm still holding out for a vacation redo. I must say, I have to get back to South Africa. And this time, I'm traveling light with only my carry-on. And my carry-on luggage is going to stay close by me. Well, I really hope this episode has helped you just in case your luggage is lost. Thank you for joining me. Until next time, keep traveling.